The biggest part of Dave Kanzer's job is to help us conserve water, and it's a job that only gets bigger as the drying effects of climate change are felt across the Colorado River Basin.
Climate change is a scary thing. Of course, we have been working with others, including Bureau of Reclamation, who just finished a multi-year study on this very issue, and projections are not very rosy going down the road. We have observed a drying in the last 20 years below the 100-year observed record. So in other words, we have seen a decrease in available water supplies, and the projections are we will continue to see a decreasing availability of water supplies.
The Colorado River Supply and Demand Study, or the Basin Study as it's known, can be found online at the Bureau of Reclamation's website, usbr.gov.
Some of the results from the Basin Study suggest a decrease of available water in the next 50 years of up to about 10% in the Colorado River Basin. Now, that may not sound like a lot to some listeners, but if that occurs, and how it occurs, really can impact our ability to utilize water in our ongoing way of life. Now, there are also many options and strategies that were developed in that study to address these drying conditions. Increased use of technology, greater conservation, and even exchanges, creative ways of using our existing supplies. We are, like most irrigators, always optimistic about next year's precipitation and ways to address these issues. We do have Lake Powell, although it's only half full this year and projected to decline a little bit. It provides our bank account and protects our users up in the upper Colorado River Basin against curtailments from the Colorado River Compact. So we have a good system in place. We are very diligently monitoring the situation and trying to make sure every drop of water gets used to its maximum benefit.
Despite the daunting issues, Kanzer remains upbeat about his job and the mission of protecting the Colorado River and helping its users.
It's an amazing system from the headwaters here in the backyard of Paonia, all the way down to the Colorado River Delta, which may see water flowing for the first time in about 10 years through a very interesting cooperative agreement with the Republic of Mexico. There's no shortage of issues and a lot of challenges, some successes, and, you know, we need everybody engaged as we move forward trying to address some of these really challenging issues.
The website is coloradoriverdistrict.org for folks who are interested in what the watershed is and what it might become in the future. For KVNF News and IC Change at theAlmanac.org, I'm Marty Derlin.